Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So we're going to get to Chargers-Texans. You know, I will say I jotted down notes for all the games, but Chargers-Texans, fewest notes.
Well, look, that game was just woof. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
That sucked. I mean, up until... Does it say something that the most important play in the game and the best Texans play all game was the snap over your head, and that's what got you going? Up until that point, that game was almost unwatchable. It really was.
Yeah.
It was putrid.
It wasn't good.
No. I mean, and the Houston Texans have had offensive problems all year. I mean, and give credit to their defense because their defense has been good all year. But at times, they just get hung out to dry by that crappy-ass offense. And the Texans' run game is okay. The numbers look all right, but it's one of the least efficient run games in the NFL. It's a lot of empty yards. Now, I thought they did a nice job of closing out that game, and Mixon has been a nice piece for them. But their offense in general... From O-line to C.J. Stroud's regression to receiver injuries, this thing is a mess. And I really viewed both of these teams as the same fodder because neither one of these teams, I think, is going anywhere. Neither one of these teams is should beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I just didn't expect one team to roll over and die the way that the Chargers
did.
Yeah,
it snowballed on them.
Yeah.
A lot of picks, and you got ugly. The one thing we did learn from that game is that it's Khalil Mack. How about that?
I know.
Instead of Khalil.
I've been saying it wrong for like 11 years.
Well, we all have. He says it's Khalil.
Yeah. He pulled the...
Couldn't believe that.
Dan Gadzirik, and who is
Dan Gadzirik.
Yeah, who was the other one that did it? The Mariners had a catcher that changed that.
Jojima.
Jojima? We're like, what?
Jojima.
What is happening?
Marcus
right
Mariota. Remember that? Remember that?
Yes. Yeah. But you would think 11 years into a... Look, it's one thing if you're like, you know, I don't know, you're just...
Khalil.
Yeah, you're like the third best player on your defense. But dude, that guy's a Hall of Famer. He's NFL Defensive Player of the Year, and we're just learning now how to say his name?
Well, maybe we should pay closer attention.
I guess.
I covered him for years when he was in Oakland, and we never once heard that.
No.
Really?
This is like, I feel like this happens sometimes.
Is he just pulling a fast one on us?
I don't know.
Maybe he just, because like I've heard it, even people in my own family will say Sue or Suh Kanik. Oh, I don't care.
Sukanic?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Sukanic?
Well, it's SC, which is weird, but it's SCU.
But isn't it Sukanic?
Yeah, it's SCU, but I've heard plenty of people... My dad says it sometimes. He says Sukanic. I'm like, oh, it's whatever you want to call it. Maybe that's one of those where people have been saying it, and he's like,
he's rolled with it because it didn't matter that much to him now, but he's like, hey, I've earned this.
Yeah.
So what is the... I mean, it's Sukanic, right?
Yeah, Sukanic.
Yeah, Sukanic.
Yeah, SCU.
Yeah. No, I know how to spell it, unlike you.
Yeah.
My name, but Sukanic.
Sukanic. But I have heard people, even in my own family, say Sukanic.
Well, they're kind of doing they're just kind of glossing over the C, C-U part.
Yes. Well, we can gloss over the Chargers because that was...
Well, no, I want to talk about Herbert. So two playoff games, Justin Herbert, 52% completion percentage, 2 touchdowns, 4 picks. He's been sacked 7 times, and his quarterback rating is 61.
It's awful.
61?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Overrated?
I have said all along that when he came into this league and he had the really nice rookie year, I think people have been trying to elevate him too soon, too fast. From a talent standpoint, I think he is a top 3 to 4 thrower of the football in the league. And I thought this year, with less around him, was by far his best season. And that includes the rookie year where he was phenomenal. He didn't have much of a run game, and you know, outside of McConkey, there weren't a lot of weapons. Those guys all left. And I thought Justin Herbert had a phenomenal year. Results are results. And I think at the end of the day, there are some people that just believe that he is being handed something that he has not earned. And there's a difference between being talented and being elite. I think there's a difference between being a very good regular season quarterback and being elite. So is he overrated? Yeah, probably in some ways. But there's also not six other guys in the league that I would take to start my team ahead of Justin Herbert. If you're picking quarterbacks, the list is Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and then you're up for discussion. And I think Justin Herbert belongs in that discussion. I think Burrow, I think that's kind of been put to bed. Joe Burrow is, injuries aside, Joe Burrow is number four. And then I would say, I'm trying to think, I want to make sure I'm not missing anyone. Then I think it's open for discussion. And I think you could make the argument, maybe some people like Jaden Daniels off of 1 year. Maybe someone, you know, wants to go down the road of, you know, Jordan Love or whatever. But Herbert is right there. So is it possible that you can be the fifth or sixth best quarterback in the league and be overrated? Sure. But does that mean that you are bad or whatever? No. Far from it. And this Charger team is going to get better. Remember, this was a teardown year for them. This was a year where you kind of tore everything down to the studs, and they will get rebuilt. And when you have Jim Harbaugh and Herbert at quarterback, I think the future is very bright. I just want to see him with a better cast around him. I think when he did have a better cast, I think he had a crappy system around him and bad coaching. And hopefully with Harbaugh, and they can surround him with a better roster. And then ultimately he's got to perform in the postseason, or dare I say, and look at the numbers. It's not crazy. You know, right now who you can make a strong case that Justin Herbert most resembles?
Who?
Dak Prescott.
Oh,
a lot of regular season wins, a lot of really good numbers, and everyone craps on Dak. I'm telling you, look at Dak's numbers. They're freaking great.
You know what his Hall of Fame monitor number is?
What do you got?
Pro Football Reference, you know?
Yeah.
Like similar quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, do you want current quarterbacks or former?
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever. Give me some current ones first, because that's easier to...
Current, he is closest to Deshaun Watson and Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Which is pretty good.
Yes.
Even though Watson sucks now.
Yeah.
But Watson at one time was really good.
Was really good.
But then quarterbacks that are retired, it doesn't look as good because it's Bobby Hebert, Bernie Kosar, and Lynn Dickey.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great.
And Jeff George.
Not great.
That's where he's at.
Yeah. So he's got some work to do. But they're building an O-line, got to find a run game, and Ladd McConkey is a nice piece that they drafted. He needs some better weapons. He absolutely needs better weapons. Like someone asking here, who would you take to start a team, Herbert or Nix? I'll take Justin Herbert all day. It's not even close.
Over Nix?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like Bo Nix. Bo Nix had a nice year, but stop. The Broncos beat no one. They didn't beat a single good team all year. Not a single one. And to be honest with you, against some of the better teams, they got drilled. No. As good as Bo Nix looked in one, stop with the Justin Herbert. And I've been one that has been critical of Justin Herbert because I don't think he gets criticism. I think it's always been he's been above the fray. And I've said, eventually you have to answer the bell. And now I'm having to go back the other way and defend, because I think people got tired of Herbert being lifted up. And now I think we're unfairly trying to cut at the knees. And the truth is in the middle somewhere. But like I said, there's not five or six guys in the league that you would take above Justin Herbert to start a team, and it is not Bo Nix.
Justin Herbert and Jared Goff this season, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is combined.
Yeah.
Against the Texans, those two, 9 interceptions on 62 passes.
Yes.
Against the rest of the league, 10 interceptions on 1,013 passes.
They made some good quarterbacks look really bad.
How about that?
Yeah. And by the way, I want to pull this up. I want to make sure that I'm not talking out of my arse.
Yeah, like Bruce Arians won a Super Bowl.
Space Force.
So the Houston Texans, who have serious offensive problems. Have you ever heard of that Josh Allen guy?
Yeah.
Josh Allen's really good. Yeah. Against this Texans defense, who, by the way, the Texans beat 20-23, so it was not an offensive, like...
Wait, the Texans beat him?
Yes. And this was
the Texans beat the Bills?
Texans beat the Bills. Mm. And again, Offense didn't do much of anything. But against this Texans defense, Josh Allen, 9 of 30.
Whoa.
131 yards, one touchdown, no pick.
Wow.
They made some really good quarterbacks look poor. Their offense sucks. Something to keep an eye on with
is that going
to
be a close game, Chiefs?
I have zero faith in the Texans. I hate their offense. I absolutely despise it. And Stroud has done a massive regression. If this defense plays the way they did last week and what they've done against some of the better quarterbacks, this may be a much closer game than anyone thinks. And remember, for a lot of the Chiefs players, we talk about the college football, it will have been 23 days for a lot of these Chiefs players when they lace them up the last time they played. Is there something to the rust factor? Just something to keep an eye on. But I'm not picking the Texans.
All right, Stockwatch coming up next. What we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on The Fan.